You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Let's turn my way up. I thought I was way down. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's a beautiful Thursday out there in downtown Oshkosh. It's nice. There's no wind. There's hardly anything. I found something good in my coffee. Have you ever done that where you stop at a gas station and you don't know what you're getting? You know what I mean? But they got one. They got this little gas station I stopped at. I don't even know where it was. I just wander when I come to Oshkosh. But all you know is gas is $2.97. So I'm
going to... That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, a good welcome.
Have you ever got all these different sweeteners? You know, the different flavors? Oh,
the pump things?
Yeah, and I found one that I'd never had before, and it's delicious. It's fantastic.
I think it's real good for you.
It is good for you. Cheese curd Nick told me.
We were talking before we went on the air about getting advice.
Nutritional advice from Cheese Curd Nick.
I'm like kind of getting some financial advice from people that... I have the tin cup.
No disrespect, Cheese Curd.
No, I did. Okay, what is it?
It was kind of a French vanilla something something.
Okay.
Like
no, I just
toffee vanilla or something. It's nutritional.
Caramel or something.
Something.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm gonna try to find it. I don't know where it was. Again, I'll just wander around Oshkosh until I stumble upon it again. So anyway, but we love being downtown Oshkosh. We are here. 98.3 and 96.5 FM WSS, Civic Media app, and of course 97.9 FM WGBW. 38 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh, high in the upper 40s. Although rain today, I don't care. I'll take that, man.
It's better every day, right? Talk to you about, right? We're going to be 60.
It's almost like a staircase just climbing up. Okay, got to be honest with you. Okay, so I saw all kinds of pictures last night and this morning on the stage.
Okay? Yeah, it looks good.
I thought it'd be bigger.
John, think about it.
Well, you see these pictures, so it makes it. I mean, it looks like, and there's nothing wrong. It looks like a Summerfest stage or something. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you know, when you see it on TV, it's that same thing.
That's exactly
with
why they built
when
it.
When you see it on TV, it seems. But you know what I mean? I was expecting it to be just this.
Right.
Kind of this.
Wait, thing. Then just watch it on TV.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that. I think that gets the mojo going in the community.
Well,
don't
if
you?
That doesn't, I don't know what else will.
Right.
I mean, come on. It's time. Let's get her going.
And I think a few phone calls last night about where should I park. And so there's people coming now. I just, like I said to you last week, I just wasn't feeling it. And I think now I am. And even the stadium view, I talked to some friends of mine. And the stadium view is, you know, our friends playing there. Or there's a lot of people playing there. But the glam band's playing. And you have to get, you just got to register. You just go online. And it's free. But you got to just put your name in there and how many tickets you want. And they just want to do it from a capacity. Because, I mean, the fire department's going to be out there.
In terms of how do they do that, though? I mean, they don't count every single person.
No, but those guys are pretty good about eyeing stuff up.
Are they?
I mean, yeah, for rallies and things, they... But really, they've got to keep it safe, and that's part of the deal is capacity. So anyway, there's a lot of cool stuff going on, but that parking is not going to be cheap.
Like, at where? Just everywhere?
Yeah, just so people are talking.
Well, it's $100 a day pretty much, isn't it? Is that standard?
Well, this guy was thinking you can get 140. I'm like, we'll get 150 or 125. 140, that sounds like, come on. Yeah. But anyway, that's what he
sounds like a weird. I'm surprised. I see people keep saying, well, I paid $60 at the Bucks game the other night for parking.
You know what? And how about the Badgers? You know, the Badger football. That's more expensive than the Packer game sometimes. So I don't know. Would you pay $100? I would. If you get four people in the car?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I would. For a once-in-a-lifetime type thing.
Right.
Yeah, I would. Sorry. And I understand the gouging aspect of the whatever. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I will say this. I know we're a little colloquial Green Bay and everything. But in the towns where those people are coming from, a lot of them, Green Bay people would pay a lot more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not defending but I'm just saying, when you go out on the road and you go places, man, bring the card.
And it's only 3 days.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's one time.
Right.
is what it is.
So I think people are going to go. You're going to have a lot.
The entire
problems.
World is literally going to be watching. Right, it's like, right. You know what? If you don't want to pay it, don't go. You know what I mean? It's kind of at that point. it's like, okay. Yeah. I'm kind of past that
and
stuff
now. And that parking thing, we talked about it yesterday. I just want to come clean on that because I was complaining a little bit.
Wait a minute. You want to complain on that?
Well, no, I just, we were talking.
I think he said I want to come clean on that.
Oh, did
I
did. Come clean. Oh, I thought I you do. Said complain.
I did
That's
yesterday.
That's what I thought. Why okay. would you ever act like that, Todd? Of course he's going to complain.
What, like that's that, what you said.
That, of all the things we say in the show, that's the one that shocked you? you know what I like? I like Todd being right here.
Yeah, he's right here.
Isn't that great?
There's no glass.
Because we can hardly see you behind that glass. Yeah,
I know.
I mean, once we see your face right. kind of. Like pops yeah. up, and I'm not even joking. It's yeah. exactly like the Wizard of Oz, where right. you got the smoke curtain. And the screen, and yeah. you see that face once in a while.
Yeah, I kind of like it that way, though. You guys and your little—it's like being at the zoo. I can kind of watch the.
Oh, speaking of which, you know what Twilight Zone episode was on the other night? The one where the astronaut he wakes up and he's in this living room. Okay, and this girl comes in and she brings him food and everything, and he goes, "Hey, what's going on here? I can't. My door's locked. Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. Okay, where am I? Is this am I in like Cape Canaveral or something? Oh, don't worry too much about it." And then at the end, they do the reveal where they open the curtains and he's on a different planet and he's the zoo.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the All specimen, cool. and everybody's there looking at him and pointing at him and knocking on the window.
That's a great
Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, that's a lot of good ones. John talked yesterday about
the parking, right?
Parking, yep. right? Then the INS was taking that up last night to raise the rates, and I'm like, I think the locals shouldn't be penalized,
right?
But the people with the monthly passes aren't,
right?
Okay, so I think that's yeah. okay then.
And trust me, I'm the last person in the world
because we have monthly
that would. I'm the first person where we're looking at opportunity to rep. The parking situation in Green Bay. The very first. I'll be on top of the list. And I'm not in this case. Because, again, it's a three-day thing.
Right.
You know, I do right. think it's terrible if some of those businesses have had to close for 2 weeks. That 2 or 3 weeks. That's terrible, I think. I think they need some kind of a stipulation yep. or some kind of a stipend.
We talked about that.
Something. Mm-hmm. Come on, Goodell. You make $49 million a year. Come on. You can loosen up the purse strings
at
a little
least
bit for these people.
Whole.
Something. Come on.
Yeah. By the way, that at least with those of us with the monthly parking passes, that stays the same.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yep.
Anyway.
Had a thing at 289 at Christ in Green Bay. Or Christ.
Christ.
Yep. In Christ. Green Bay.
Yeah.
My favorite Twilight Zone is William Shatner on the airplane. The guy out on the wing.
Yeah. Oh. That's so cheesy. Have you seen that, Jim?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cheesy.
Yeah, that one. Because it's a weird little character, like this little green monster kind of thing or
yeah.
something.
And yeah.
It, yeah. But it's always good seeing a young William Shatner.
Yeah. And his overacting is right up there at the top.
Okay. Oh, know? Yeah. It's almost, you know, it's almost like a caricature of himself.
Right.
If he went back,
right.
that's what he would do as a caricature. Yeah.
But if there's I just want to say my favorite, maybe I've mentioned that, is the library.
Yes. He gets,
oh, and, oh, Burgess Meredith.
God, that's.
It's mind-boggling.
When you see that the first time, I mean, you're a little kid when you see that the first time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
Oh, when you're a little kid.
Right.
Other than your dad yelling from upstairs when you drop your marbles and he's on midnight shift, other than that.
How did that go, by the way?
Not great. Not great. Not great. Remember my mom, Johnny, don't play in the kitchen.
Right.
Pa's sleeping. He's on midnight shift. Okay. Take your marbles in the living room. Don't have anything. Okay. Big Folgers coffee can. Reach over something. Hold coffee can. All the steelies, all the marbles. That's all you hear from upstairs. Hey! So other than that sound, the only other was when you're a kid. Do 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 do. When that would just come on with the Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah,
man, that was. It still kind of gets me this day.
It is.
It's a haunting sound.
Yeah.
And but man, he was a great writer
and young though, kind of and a little twisted, right?
And very, very serious post-traumatic stress from World War II.
Right.
Went through really tough things fighting in the Philippines.
Really?
Really tough things. Yeah. And that's why he did a lot of military type of themes with the whole different things. But anyway, it's Hug Your Dog Day.
Done.
Did you do it this morning?
Of course. He always says goodbye to me. And then he goes back to bed.
Surprised you're not wearing it.
He doesn't shed.
Okay. Work from home day.
Did you work from home?
Yeah. Kinda. I mean, I did during the COVID.
But you also write. I mean, you do work from home.
Yeah. So it wasn't anything new for me.
Yeah.
And being in real estate, it's not like you're, I mean, these days in real estate,
I guess everybody does.
I don't know if many people go to the offices anymore, do they? Maybe for a team meeting or whatever. And then, you know, the email, everything's on computer. I mean, it's, you know.
I just think that's hard to, I don't know. I just,
well, you got to be disciplined, Jim.
Okay, John.
See, for me, because I do work from home a little bit and always did, even before this job, it wasn't that I had to be disciplined. I had to take the time to walk away to have lunch or say, okay, I'm done for the day because you're there. And so, we need something real quick. And then all of a sudden you're going back.
I will say, it's like when you do get focused on something like that and you're not distracted, you work, like I was working this chapter of my book, trying to finish it with Mike, who came in, the Vietnam veteran.
Yeah.
Just trying to get some things straight with whatever. And I looked up and it was like 20 to 8. And I've been working on that like since 2:30. And I worked like 6 hours. Sometimes when you get so into something like that and there isn't anything else, you know, no other distractions. And so then when I stopped, I couldn't turn my head because you know how that muscle in the back of my thing just gets crazy tight. So yeah, you're right about that, Todd. Sometimes there's no distractions. Yep. It's just kind of like,
you don't want your home to become your office.
Right.
That's
because when I was done with that, you know, I wanted to do more than anything else. Get the hell out of that room.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it's like I was stuck in that room and it's like, so I'm okay. So that's why I did kind of a, I'm okay with getting up, taking a shower and getting out of the house.
Yeah. It does help.
And I think calling people back to the office, I think there's a lot to be said for the camaraderie for,
yes.
I like the office environment.
But yeah.
Again, I grew up in that. So
yeah, I do too. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Siblings Day.
Shout out to Dawn and Vicky, my sisters.
Nice.
Nice.
To mine, Ellen with Carl Jim Bill. Okay.
Coming up after the break, more of Jim's family.
I've only got one or two I talk to anymore, so whichever ones are talking to me these days, go ahead. Happy siblings to you. If there are other ones that don't, leave it. Today is Golfer's Day. Yeah, I think people could get out today.
Yeah.
Smacking around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maureen Morris is 35. Is she a country singer?
Maren Morris. Maren Morris. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did she do a really good song about This Is My Church? Johnny Cash does the gospel. Hank says the prayer or something. And she, it's an amazing story, if that's her, where she.
It's called My Church.
My Church.
Yep.
Do you know the history of how she basically did that and put it on YouTube? And she was nobody.
Right.
And from that, she's a big-time country star.
Yep.
Just by posting it on YouTube. Yep. I mean, that's what these young entertainers can do
these stories.
Days.
Yeah.
And the song is really about her church's music, right?
Yes.
Johnny and Hank and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So that's what that's all about.
Yes. All right. Well, we got to set a quick break. We are in downtown Oshkosh, and we love it here. And we got a great lineup coming up here. Talking about International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh. I'm getting into sailing this year. Talk with John Kramer about that. I'm going to be out there back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do.
Welcome back. Mano the Mayor here, coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with the 1100 and 1590 on the AM dials.
That's right.
Nice job.
Thank you. We're in downtown Oshkosh, and we've got some great folks coming up. The Brewers, I'll tell you what, man, they are playing again today at 1:35 here on WISS. What did I say yesterday at the end of our show, Jim?
Do you remember? Because I don't.
No.
Are you serious? The very last words, I gave you some advice.
Oh, yeah. He told you to bet some money.
Oh, you did.
Final score?
No.
Brewers 17, Rockies 2.
No, you didn't tell me that. I would have remembered that.
But I told you to bet.
Yeah, you did tell me to bet on the Brewers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't say 17-2. I would have bet that.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be 17-2. Had I known it was going to be 17-2, I would have told you that. Well,
I know.
If he knew it was going to be 17-2, he wouldn't be sitting here because he'd be making money just doing that.
Right.
You didn't take my advice.
No, you said the Brewers are going to win.
I did. I said bet on it.
Yeah.
And I went up. I went out there to Oneida.
Did you bet on them?
Loaded up.
What were the odds?
Huh? I don't remember.
By
did, did you?
You, didn't,
did, you did not bet it. You didn't leave your apartment yesterday.
You don't know how I live my life.
So did they win?
Thank God.
I could have limped into the casino betting.
Did they win that big?
Yeah.
Wow.
Told you they're going to slaughter the Rockies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what the odds could have. You know, you don't want.
Well, okay.
$10 could have won 11 or something.
No. Well, yes and no. I don't know what they were, but they might even be the same today. It might have been like you bet 100 to win 80. You know how those things go. But if you bet on the Rockies, it might have been 120. You know, you bet 100, you win 120.
Yeah, see that.
So, I mean, yeah. Well, if you load up, you're still doing good.
We spent on gas going out there. $20.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Well, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'll get back into that, but I'm gonna make a little bit more now.
Well, maybe you should bet more than you bet to make more than you make.
I'm saying
I wonder if there's a correlation there, Todd.
I don't know.
Todd, I only had general math. But mathematically, he wants to make more, he wants to bet less.
No, I want to bet $100 and make as much as I can. That's what I want to do. So
you can do that.
But if I can, the first thing you said, I think, was when you bet 100 and I could make $60. That's attractive. 20? I don't know. But I would do it. You know, I guess
you're never going to bet $100 to only win 20. I mean, well, you can't.
You just told me that.
To win 20?
You just said that.
No, 80. It's usually like 180. Like if you bet in the Rockies yesterday, there's a chance that you would have won like 180 if you bet $100. See what I'm saying? But if you bet $100 on the Brewers, maybe the odds were you'd win $80 because they're the favorites. They don't have point spreads in baseball. You know, like in football and everything, it's 7-point point spread. With this, it's just straight odds with baseball.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to the guy at the window. Okay.
I'm sure he's going to enjoy that conversation. Here's what I want to bet the least amount of money and win the most. Give me those bets. I only want those bets.
Right, right.
Coming up, we've got Steve Eliasson, International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh. That is huge.
This guy and his wife are a great, great couple. They've been sailing, and they just want to share their talent. So they started that here in Oshkosh, and they, of course, brought it to Green Bay. And they take these young kids, and they introduce them to sailing, and not just sailing, and appreciation for, you know, the water, but they really lean into this whole STEM, you know, they teach them the whole math, the skill of sailing, and appreciation for the water. And it's amazing what they have grown this to be. It's the largest thing.
I was going to say,
it's incredible.
You mentioned that, the largest school sailing program in North America.
Yeah, it's incredible what they've done.
That's right, and here at Menominee Park Beach.
16, 20 years? I don't know how long they've been doing this, but it's relatively new. It's not like, you know, 100 years or something.
You know, it's pretty cool, though, sailing. I mean, years ago, it was the hoity-toity,
yeah.
You know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And it's really people more... How do I put this? And I'm putting myself in this group. More common people that have never experienced that. You know,
right,
your dad,
right.
Your grandpa did go to weekends. Let's skipper the hoist there, Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't do those things. But now people get that opportunity.
Yeah. It was all, you know, Martha's Vineyard, catamarans.
Right.
Now it's catamarans. It's so easy to do. And it's not that he'll talk about it. It's not that expensive either.
Right. People have so many more opportunities now to experience something like
cool.
that.
And there's
which they never had before.
Windjammers, just some smaller groups they can get into. Yeah, it's very cool. And it's very popular too.
Kramer wants me to come out with his group this summer. I'm
really?
Gonna do that.
Yeah.
I've never been on a sailboat.
Yeah. It's fun.
I still think one of the scariest things, though, this good friend of mine, her family used to race across Lake Superior, like from Sault Ste. Marie to Duluth. Okay.
Yeah, that could be a little
still racing.
Jumpy.
And she worked the things. And she talked about getting hit with, I don't know if it's the boom, I guess, or whatever, mm-hmm. and knocked into the middle of Lake Superior.
Wow.
You know what? I would, that's about how, if I could put a list of 10 things I never want to do, is get knocked into the middle of Lake Superior.
Yeah. When that comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Senator Coles is a huge sailor. We've been on his boat. That's a very relaxing, just... Yeah, sailing's awesome.
You know who else is? You know who does the Detroit to Mackinac every year?
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he?
Bob Seger is huge. Or is it Chicago to Mackinac maybe even?
Not sure.
Yeah. That's a race.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So isn't that something? Bob Seger has his own boat in Skipper's it. Remember when, what's his name? Ted Turner used to do that, and he'd be hammered in the press conference, just drunk as hell. It was crazy.
That is pretty chill on those boats, though. I mean, it's...
But you got to be pretty athletic to work those really... I know, those big racer ones.
Those guys aren't doing anything.
Well, those guys, no. But I mean...
Yeah, you're right. The crew. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Man. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know another crew that...
You got to know what you're doing, too. Not, you know what I mean? Like, you got to know the winds and
sails. Well, I'll
tell
you another group that was really interesting. Cause I was doing a thing for the old, my old station, and went below deck in the big sail... what do you call it? The big sail ships. The big...
The experts are coming on, John. You want to hold this question?
No. What? No, the big ships thing. Yeah, they used to come to Green Bay.
The tall ships.
The tall ships. That's okay. What I was trying to get.
Yeah. Big ships, yeah.
But I was watching those young crew people, like, do all their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bunch of spider monkeys.
Yeah.
Holy
That
crap.
Is cool. They crawl up those things. So, yeah, that's cool.
And I asked him, I said, boy, you must be athletic and work out and everything. Well, kind of, but I got to be honest, we're moving a little slow today. We're out till 3 this morning doing shots at Sardine Can. We found this little bar.
Those guys.
I mean, and this was at like 6:30 in the morning, and they're climbing up these masts, which are look like radio towers. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, man, we're all hungover. And it's boom, they're up doing this stuff.
They, yeah. I'm around with those guys. Yeah, that was, and they love Green Bay, too. They love coming in and.
Closed down the Sardine Can, and they had an after party, and they were climbing that mast.
They're awesome.
They're awesome.
Cooks and chefs, and they maybe had dinner down there. But sailing's a great, just very peaceful.
Yep.
They're a lot of fun.
We're going to set a quick break. When we come back, we will talk International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh with Steve. When we come back, right after this. Join our
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and today's the day for the statewide tornado drills. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us why it's important and what we should do.
Sirens will sound at 1:45 and 6:45, and this is when you should pretend it's real. Practice your plan and take shelter. Go to the lowest level, most interior room, putting as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Avoid windows and look for things that you can cover yourself with, like pillows or couch cushions. The main threat is debris. And it's a good time to pack an emergency backpack as well. Fill it with a pair of shoes, water, change of clothes, meds, and more. And let me tell you, muscle memory is best when a natural disaster occurs. Practice the plan so it sticks.
The roof is raised. The roof for the NFL Draft 2025 stage is now up as construction for the draft theater continues near Lambeau Field in Titletown. Construction on the stage started in the final days of March with the closure of Oneida Street. More road closures are coming on Saturday as preparations are made for the massive event, which is expected to bring over 250,000 people to New Wisco April 24th through the 26th. Oshkosh police arrested a 26-year-old Fond du Lac man Tuesday for charges related to human trafficking. An undercover officer posed as a teenage girl through the victim's social media accounts, where the officer learned that the suspect had previously engaged in sex acts with this victim. The suspect faces charges of 3 counts of soliciting a child for prostitution and 3 counts of human trafficking of a child. A search warrant was issued for the suspect's residence in Fond du Lac County, where numerous electronic devices were seized. The suspect's name has not yet been released. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a running.
Hey, welcome
like
back.
Bite
of the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Hello to our truckers out there. I'll tell you what. I'm going to say, I want all the truckers listening to just lay in the horn.
Okay, give them time. Ready? Okay. Yep. Ready? Sit back just a little bit.
And they want everybody to text in if they heard anybody do this. Okay. Ready? Here's on 3, 2, 1, go. Did you hear that?
And that's the only one in Northeast Wisconsin.
Right? Exactly. Hey, we are in downtown Oshkosh right now on a nice morning, mostly cloudy, showers coming up, high in the upper 40s. We're at Steve Eliason talking about the International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh, the largest school sailing program in North America. Menominee Park Beach in Oshkosh. And we were talking about this, Steve, coming in. This is such a great thing. Because, again, then you admit, you know, I mean, when I say hoity-toity, I just mean the kids that were growing up with their parents were into that sort of thing and probably had white-collar jobs and didn't work in the ore improvement plant and, you know, stuff like that. But now kids like that have opportunities to get involved with sailing, something that so many people probably never thought they'd be involved with. And I love your cover photo here. Addison, age 11, chairman of the stand-up paddle boards. I mean, this is cool.
Welcome. Thank you, John. Yeah, it is cool, right? And I think you've put it, you know, right on the head. Sailing has long suffered from this perception problem, right? That it's elitist or there's wealth and, you know, embedded in the activity. Not at all the case, right? There are other things like downhill skiing is much the same. But our goal at the launch in 2008, actually, a very accidental launching, it just sort of happened organically and naturally. But is that from my narrow view, the world would be a much better place if everybody sailed, right? Kids would have a much better childhood if they had exposure to sailing and other comparable things, of course, and not only sailing. But to get out in the world, kind of stare down your fears, learn skills kind of quickly, and by the end of the day, like, I can do something. And I would always say to the kids, so what else can you do? Cello?
Right.
Mathematics? Well, you tell me, right? Fill in the blank.
I think that's awesome.
And it is one day. I mean, you can really, it's amazing what you can teach these kids in one day.
Absolutely, Jim. And actually, most of our sessions, say, here in Oshkosh with all public school fourth graders, they're half-day segments, right? So kids are learning rudimentary sailing in about 10 or 15 minutes, and then they have the rest of an hour, say, to kind of refine that. Yeah. Now, very rudimentary sailing, right? It's back and forth to a buoy and kind of one direction.
That's fine.
They turn the boat, and they trim sail, but they made the boat go, and they got back, and they did it, right?
And I just want to thank you for bringing that to Green Bay. I mean, you started this in Oshkosh, you and your wife. You're sailors. You love it. You wanted to share your talent. And this has caught on. And you brought it to Green Bay and engaged people that weren't exposed really to the water, much less sailing.
That's exactly it, Jim. And, you know, it's funny. Thank you for that. And I have to say that I think of, you know, Green Bay leaders like you and others who saw a need and saw a great opportunity in Green Bay and just made it happen. So we were so delighted to connect with Green Bay leaders.
And if I could jump into that, something we're talking about during the break here, you brought it to some schools that 99.9% of the time, many of these kids would have had no exposure to this, but you went to them and said, hey, we want you involved with this.
Yes.
Which is cool. Like, you're talking about Green Bay East and some of these other schools where you get kids involved.
That's exactly it, John. And we have, you know, a number of schools, certainly in Oshkosh, with, you know, higher poverty rates where sailing is a rare occurrence, right? But I have to credit the school district leadership in Oshkosh was at the absolute, from my view, at the forefront of boldness, let's just say, where after a few years of kind of a patchwork, a class here and a class there, we went district-wide. So you grew up in Oshkosh, you learned to sail.
That's pretty cool where that's, what do you get, 1,000 kids that are is it third and fourth grade or fourth and fifth?
So it's moved a little bit over the years, but now we're at fourth grade. So it's about 600, 700 kids at grade level that are exposed to school sailing, mostly in the fall.
And I mean, they have that experience of, doing the stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're sailing.
Our method. They're not just going for a boat ride.
That's exactly it. Okay. We start out generally with an adult skipper on board, and after a few minutes, the skipper sort of gets voted off the boat, and the kids continue on for the rest of the hour sailing four per boat, but fourth graders.
Wow. Pretty cool to, what do you like to do? I like to sail. I mean, that just that still has a nice ring to it.
You know, it's I can go on and on about this, right? There's so much good around it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I really take delight in is that sailing gives you common ground in a much broader swath of the population than if not, right? So people will run into people in Boston or in financial services circles or fill in the blank political circles, right? Where if you have sailing, that's the great unifier, right? People get passionate about financial services or politics, but not like sailing.
Yeah, right.
I imagine aviation is the same thing, right? Where it runs deep in your
blood. But you could have somebody, a disadvantaged young person from one school versus somebody from another school who's got every advantage and they're on the same team when they're in that boat.
That's exactly it, John. That's the beauty in it.
So with sailing, though, let's talk that, you know, the beauty, the prestige or whatever, the level playing field of sailing. Let's talk about the STEM part of sailing. And I think that maybe could get lost in that, but there's a lot of the engineering, the math. Just talk a little bit about that, Steve.
Yeah, sure, Jim. So, of course, sailing is inherently a scientific endeavor, right? That we're harnessing the wind, and you know, we run through the science of sailing either at a very elemental level with our fourth graders, or in the STEM focused segments, which we do with a you know, limited number of classrooms. Mm-hmm. We could do a deep dive into the science of sailing. But we learn the commonality, say, between aviation and sailing, that this foil shape produces lift, right? That believe it or not, fourth grade kids.
You lost us already. So
a little bit. Back it up here a little bit. Are we talking EAA or are we talking sailing?
Well, he's making the connection is what he's doing.
I'm juxtaposing, right? Yeah. But basically the idea is that a wing shape, a sail, is a wing turned vertically, mm-hmm. right? So you've got this foil shape and a pressure differential that allows either a plane to fly or a boat to sail into the wind. Because we share with the fourth grade kids, you know, which directions can you sail? And obviously they get the one that that's with the wind easily, right? But then we come back to say, do you know you could sail across the wind or into the wind? And that's your friend science allowing you to do that.
I think that's got to be a little bit magical for them, where it's like, right. I'm going to do this and this, and all of a sudden, because of what I just did, harnessing this wind, we're sailing across the lake.
That's it, right?
That's cool.
It's our number one comment. I always found this amazing from kids on the water or afterwards or in the thank you cards that come later, is not I was scared or I got wet or I was frightened. It's like, this was the best day of my life.
Right.
And it's like, that's cool. Great.
Right.
That's so cool.
That is.
Steve Eliason, International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh.
And it's... again, this is small groups, right? Four kids on a catamaran? How do you structure this?
Yeah. So we typically will have like two classrooms. So that's 40 to 50 kids and a half day session each, right? So morning and afternoon session. Kids come down during the school day, again, generally in the fall. And so we'll break that, say, 45 student block into two groups. One will do something off the water, like an art project related to the water. And the other half will be on the water learning to sail in a rudimentary way. And halfway through that morning, we'll switch. So it's about an hour 15 for each group of about 25 kids, four per boat, six, seven, eight, nine Hobie Wave catamarans, mm-hmm. a four-kid boat, two adult boat, right. But a very simple craft. And so they're sailing, like I say, for about, you know, they learn to sail in about 10 or 15 minutes. And they've got an hour then to get better at it with
That's
their friends.
Great. I love it.
That's awesome. They make friends, and they talk about this confidence.
And they're conquering Mother Nature.
Right.
That's it, right? And we're very lucky in Oshkosh to have Menominee Park and Miller's Bay. So we have this beautiful big bay that's protected, right? And so I'll speak for parents and teachers. You get the sense that everybody's pretty comfortable with that as opposed to being out on the open
water.
More
secure, huh?
Yeah. Exactly, right? Yeah. It's contained but big enough to really do it.
And so somebody gets... the bite, the urge, the you know, they're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. What options are there then? Because, you know, right?
That's exactly, they got to keep going.
you're moving to Martha's Vineyard. You know what I mean? What's next?
Yeah, so I'll speak locally. So Thankfully, we're in a part of the country that has some great sailing options, right? Like in Oshkosh, we have the Oshkosh Yacht Club, of course, Fond du Lac, Nina, Green Bay, Windjammers, there are plenty of yacht clubs locally.
That's big, yeah.
Sheboygan. We also run summer programming, right? Primarily, again, like through our Oshkosh Rec Department. And then we serve a number of communities like the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Fox Valley and, say, the Christine Ann Center over the years mm-hmm. and, like, Father Carr's, housing, transitional housing. So we like to target groups of, you know, populations that would otherwise not be on the water. But there's
really, reach out to... Father Carr, the place to be.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Last year was actually the first year, but we're looking forward to.
I mean, that's awesome that you reach out to, because those people aren't sailors.
Generally the case, right? And we're very lucky. One of our board members and super volunteers is an MD here in town who is a director of an addiction recovery center. So we'll bring those guys out. Those people out, those sure. you know clients out sure. in the water sailing.
That's awesome. Got a text here. Question, I am not a skinny guy. Can I still sail, Brian?
The short answer is yes.
Not on my boat, Brian. We'd have to counterbalance one of these so it didn't lean.
Right? I'm not a skinny guy either, right? So, but yeah, no problem there at all. And we have a number of craft. You know, most of what we sail upon is a Hobie catamaran, a really forgiving, excellent platform.
Is that the two things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And John, if I can point out
two hulls, I guess I should say
you've put it perfectly.
Okay,
because we always share again with the kids. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to know how to tie these very specific knots, and do you have to know nomenclature for the boat? Well, it's helpful, right? And if you sail, you'll inherently pick it up.
Yeah.
But if you want to call it the thing or the stick, or the,
those two things.
Fine. Okay, as far as Steve, the knots,
Steve, are you on those two bananas?
There's a lot of calling things on this show. We don't know what the actual terminology
is. Them things, that one thing, right. You know, that one thing. Right. When it comes to knot tying, you see those boards of all the different amazing knots. I can only tie bunny ears to tie my shoes.
There you go.
Oh.
Would that be a detriment in learning all the nautical knots?
Well, I'd put it this way. Certainly when you're sailing with your classmates for a day, you don't have to know a single knot, right?
Okay.
In our summer program where you might have recurring sessions, it's helpful, and we try to share a little bit of that kind of organically in the process.
Just as you go, huh?
Yeah. And I always tell like our staff and our volunteers, you know, there are three or four knots that are really helpful, and they're not that hard. So if you can get those down, you're covered for.
Could they teach me how to tie shoes without bunny ears first?
You could use a square notch or a bowline.
Yeah. Guys used to laugh in the huddle in football when my shoes would come untied, and I'd be there in the huddle tying bunny ears to retie my shoes. True story. I do not know how to do it. We got another text here. If I come to your classes, could I wear the hat that Jim wore on his cruise?
Now, sadly, I wasn't with Jim on the cruise, nor have I seen photos, but I'm sure it's fine.
And he tried getting it on the internet, right?
Yeah, you did. Remember the Captain Steubing hat with the Packer?
I tried to buy one. That is a cool hat. That would have been
in your white shorts and knee high socks.
That's right, my black socks with sandals.
Oh yeah.
So someone takes this class, a student.
Oh, hang on. We're going to set her a break.
All right.
You can stick around, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Outstanding. Great. This is fun stuff. I'm really enjoying this.
So interesting.
Steve Elias, an international youth sailing of Oshkosh. But when we say Oshkosh, there's a much bigger area, too, that where you guys do this.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that. Young kids involved with this. This is awesome. Back right after this, coming your way from downtown Oshkosh. Mind on the Mirror. CC is a chicken on down the line.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor coming your way from downtown Oshkosh, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app and 97.9 FM WGBW. Beautiful day, 38 in Green Bay, 37 Appleton, 36 Oshkosh, high in the upper 40s, mostly cloudy with showers. Milwaukee Brewers out at Colorado again today, 135 here in WISS. Big win yesterday afternoon, 17-2. We're with Steve Eliason, International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh. Big things happening, and go ahead, Jim. Take it away.
A couple things, Steve, I want to talk to you about. One is that this is a lot of donations that you need. I mean, right? And I know we just did this Give Big Green Bay. We had someone from your organization on, and I think that was pretty successful that the community gave to it. But how is this funded? Did the students pay or?
Yeah, as you would imagine, it's a sort of consortium of sources, right? So certainly we have private donations and some generous benefactors.
Yes.
And then we have very grassroots sort of Bernie Sanders kind of level, you know, a lot of people, the small amounts that help fund it. We have fees associated with the program, though those range from like a low of $5 per session to say
it's incredible, right?
$30 per session, depending on the group and their ability to pay, right? Thankfully, like with the school district sailing, they're again kind of a consortium of like student and family fees, PTOs, a bit from the district, and we all kind of stretch to make that happen, as well as like the larger corporate donors.
Right. But this is such a great thing. We're talking about it. It's checked so many boxes. I mean, besides the STEM, getting out there. So give me a website or something that people, if they want to, they can donate anytime. They don't have to wait for a fund drive.
Sure. So our website is sailoshkosh.com, and you'll see a PayPal or a button there, right, for donations.
Okay. Right.
And then some people like just send us a check, and of course the address is on the website.
Okay.
And
sailoshkosh.com. Okay.
.com.
.com. All right. I want to make sure that we mention that again.
We do come up first in the search if you're just sailing in Oshkosh.
All right. And then a student gets exposed to this, and I just want to, do you offer other classes or is this just the basic exposure class?
Yeah, so schools are basic exposure. We run summer programming then, say, here in Oshkosh, and that varies year to year depending on kind of other communities, but most of our programming is here. So afternoon and evening sessions through the Oshkosh Rec Department, which in Oshkosh is part of the school district, right? Not in every community, but so the Oshkosh Rec Department, if you go there, you'll see our class listing.
Okay.
Right? Additionally, like over the years, I'll keep the list not comprehensive, right? But we've run programming, say, in Sheboygan, Elkhart Lake, Winneconne, Oshkosh, Neenah, Menasha, Shawano, Oconto, Green Bay. You know, so any year those communities, you know, more or less are in or out. But this year we're just in Oshkosh, Elkhart Lake, and Shawano.
Is there competitive, not WIAA, but high school type of sailing teams?
Yeah, there is, absolutely, okay. Right? And they, although, as you might imagine...
Not sanctioned by the state, right? Not by the WIAA?
You know what's funny, John? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
I know of high school sailing teams. They tend to be in, as you might guess, kind of lake communities, right? Like Waukesha County, yeah. Lake communities, mm-hmm. and Lake Geneva, right?
Yeah.
Sheboygan. So I'd say it's not, to my understanding, I'm not close to that, but
okay.
It's not widespread. It's kind of limited. I mentioned like Nordic skiing high school teams or...
Right. Or bowling limited. Teams and different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
But maybe that'll be the next step. You're starting a grassroots thing with these younger kids. I mean, 11-year-old here on the cover of your thing. You know, maybe down the road, that'd be a cool competitive sport.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. And
yeah.
Any number, I mean, not the majority, right? But you have a number of students who will start very elementally and at fourth grade and go on to make, if not a career, a lifetime pursuit of sailing, right? We have a number of those guys who have just stayed in sailing.
You know, I got to tell you something. I remember one time a good friend of mine got an award from UW Oshkosh as like an alumni, you know, and I went with him as a guest and everything. He was working for the Packers at a time, then in the NFL, so it was a great thing. But one of the other guys, I'll never forget this, and it was for UW Oshkosh, and one of the other guys was like captain of the sailing team at Stanford. And I still remember that because he said he was the captain. So they had the coaches and captains meeting one time. And he's sitting next to Bill Walsh, who was the coach at Stanford. You know, the three Super Bowl titles or whatever. Oh. They went back to Stanford. So he's sitting next to him, and he's the sailing coach. But I want to say he was from Oshkosh. And I thought that was really cool.
I had not heard, but that's exactly an illustration of what sailing or other comparable disciplines can do, right? You
yeah,
get this pathway to this kind of magical world, right?
Right.
It's a great door opener.
Yeah.
I think that's great what you're doing. And like you said, the doors that can open for leadership skills and so much. And I'm, I think you mentioned some of those communities. I mean, we have a lot of water.
we are in the, I don't know if I'd say the perfect place, but nearly
close.
Perfect place. Right. Exactly. Okay. So much water, so accessible. I think of doing this in Chicago or Dallas or Philadelphia, right? It'd be a whole different animal getting access to the water. And of course, the fees and insurance regs associated with that. I mean, it's pretty accessible.
Right.
Here in Northeast Wisconsin, yeah. Absolutely.
It's
awesome.
Good you're up in Elkhart Lake, and you know, especially on Sundays, right? Don't motorize.
Yeah, right.
We can
right.
have you up there. So again, the people can donate to this, and the schools, how about the volunteers? Because I mean, you and your wife, I know you started this and you guys are so passionate about this, but the two of you can't really handle 50 kids. So how does that work?
Yeah, we've been so lucky to have so many wonderful volunteers. I can get a little passionate and teary about this, but people who just give either a day or an afternoon or day after day, year after year, getting thousands of kids sailing. Just wonderful. You know, people drawn to it tend to be really wonderful people, right?
Yeah.
And we're so lucky. I can't say enough. We have wonderful volunteers, and we'll have a nice big annual dinner at the end of and relish the photos and recounting the summer and having a nice meal.
That's together. Awesome.
Same website if they want to volunteer. That's how they get a hold
of you. Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
SailOshkosh.com, and we'd love to have, we can always use volunteer help, right? And people kind of graduate through their, you know, the skill level and the proficiency over the years. So
this is just, I'm telling you, I'm really impressed with you, and you've done what? Would you say 16 years you've been at this?
Actually, we're coming into year 18. Yeah, 2008 we launched.
Think of the people that you've been helping along the way, right? I mean, you've got to feel just great about this.
I do. I feel really lucky to be doing something that means so much to us, to my wife and I, and I think also to the people who get to experience it. And
right.
I can't speak for everybody, but I go around pretty happy in life.
Yeah, because a lot of these kids didn't grow up sailing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a pretty safe bet. So, you know, and we have, like we said, we got the natural resources here, and, you know, we've got people like you. Why not connect the two?
Yeah, I remember reading along the way that there are kind of three places in the world where sailing happens universally: New Zealand, Bermuda, and Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Of course. So. Steve, thank you for coming in, and this is just great. The International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh. And thanks for, say hi to your wife. Thanks for what you're doing here, and you know, we're going to keep in touch.
Sure will.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.